Part of national security is ensuring that America has the ability to feed itself. America cannot afford to find itself as a net importer of food. We have seen firsthand how a fragile food supply is with the example of our two entrepreneurial friends in China that decided that if they put melanin in a food that it would show up as being more protein enriched and they could sell more. And they did a heck of a job and they killed a bunch of our pets. Can you imagine? That's two Chinese entrepreneurs. Could you imagine what Al-Qaeda could do?
Mahoney said that when he got to Congress, he immediately sought a seat on the Agriculture Committee. He said that Florida has the greatest ability to lead the nation in biomass, and therefore it's imperative for Florida to be a leader in the production of renewable energy, especially in cellulosic ethanol production.
We all know that ethanol produced from corn is the wrong strategy, even though all my friends from Kansas and Iowa disagree. We all understand that the key to ethanol is its production has to be from the byproducts of food stocks and not the food themselves. So we don't see these markets distorting effects like high corn prices had on our livestock business.
Mahoney is the lone Florida representative on the Agriculture Committee that Thursday night wrapped up work on the Farm Bill, a huge piece of legislation that Congress works on only every 5 years. Mahoney said the 2007 Farm Bill provides the tools to make Florida the largest producer of cellulosic ethanol in the world. And he said that the new bill redefines what cellulosic ethanol actually is.
The definition in the 2002 Farm Bill was so restrictive that ethanol produced from citrus pulp and peel would not have qualified. We fixed that, and we developed a new definition that encompasses all the potential fuel sources for Florida.
In his State of the Union speech to the nation earlier this year, President Bush outlined his goal of the U.S. achieving energy independence, in part by saying that gasoline processors would be required to blend 35 billion gallons of ethanol in the next 10 years. Mahoney said that in the Commerce Committee, where he also sits, there is serious discussion that a minimum of 10%, or 3.5 billion gallons of cellulosic ethanol, will be purchased in the next 10 years. Although sounding like a good environmentalist while hailing the potential of cellulosic ethanol, Mahoney stunned some of the audience when he said that he was disappointed in the recent rejection of a new coal plant in the state's Big Bend area.
Because coal is key to being successful for our economy. We're not going to make it economically unless we figure out how to use coal and how we produce coal in a clean way. The plant that was going into Glades County was going to be the most sophisticated coal plant in the world. Not only was it important for the people of Glades County, it's also important for America, and I'm going to tell you why. People are worried about global warming. We can do everything right here in the state of Florida. We can do everything right across this nation. But every week, two powered, dirty coal plants come online, one in China and one in India.